Hey everyone, and thank you for joining us here at ID Sports. Today we are projecting the 2021 Denver Broncos. Steve, how you doing today?
I am just, it start the summer break for us for so I'm just like
ready to get after. Let's get after some sports. Today we are talking about the Denver Broncos, and it starts with a player we very much disagree with. That's Drew Lock. Now, I see Drew Lock as an absolute disaster. I think he's terrible at football, and I don't think he's playing 16 games this season. I'd be surprised if he played 4 or 5. He had a 22.9% bad throw rate behind a good O-line, which was the worst bad throw rate in the league. In comes Teddy Bridgewater, who's actually a much more accurate passer, not as much zip on his arm, but we know what his floor is. There were also rumors this offseason about Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers, and that leads me to stat out Drew Lock for no games. He's not fantasy relevant. Please don't draft him.
Well, I'm just gonna say this, because Drew Lock is undrafted, and you know John Elway is as stubborn as they come. He wants Drew Lock to get at least start. And I know that he's not like the guy, he's not the GM or president anymore technically, but the fact of the matter is we see this franchise to franchise. You know, it doesn't matter if we think that they're good or not. If the coach is going to give this kid a shot, so Drew Lock is going to play. And let's say that he plays all. Oh, stupid camera.
So keep going, and we'll talk a little bit more about Drew Lock. But obviously, when you see Teddy Bridgewater and you have Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers there, with speculation that one of those two guys is going to be brought in, does that scream to you that the coaches and the franchise is really set on Drew Lock? Because it doesn't do that to me. It makes me think the exact opposite, that there really is a very good chance Drew Lock, his time in Denver will be over.
But he's going to play, but he's going to have a short leash. And let's just say that he does play and he plays all 17 games. Well, here's the thing. We have a precedent for bad quarterbacks play, that make top 15 because of their talent. You know, and I'm just going to throw three at you. From the last 3 years, Derek Carr this past year, he finished as a QB 13. People have been railing against him as whether he's a good quarterback or not, or back or not, for years. Jared Goff, he finished QB 13 in 2019, and people have been railing against him. Mitchell Trubisky, he in 2018, he finished as a QB 15. And, this guy, so there is a precedent for, because Drew Lock has good surrounding talent, and we'll talk about them in a little bit. There is an avenue for him to succeed. Now, there's also the avenue that you're talking about,
that where he will not play the whole season. That is true. I would also argue that Drew Lock is closer to Josh Rosen than he is to any of the quarterbacks that you just listed. But we do have to move on. Again, don't draft him. He's going undrafted. You don't need to take him. Even if you think he might do something in the season, you still don't need to draft him to get him on your team. He is free. He will be on waivers. You don't even need to spend more than $1 on waivers to get him on your squad. Let that be someone else's problem on draft day. But let's talk about running backs here, because this is a kind of a murky picture. You have the incumbent Melvin Gordon and the rookie Javonte Williams. Now, I'm always betting that the incumbent will win the workload for the first at least half of the season. And Melvin Gordon's really good at football, Steve.
I mean, that's what people say.
I mean, that's what he is good at football. I mean, I'm saying it right now. So, yes, it is true.
I mean, he's only had a 1,000-yard rushing season, I think, once, right?
We will talk about that in a second, because what I have now is my projections for this season for Melvin Gordon, and it's very similar to what he did during last season. I have him at 205 carries for 861 yards and 6 touchdowns, 34 receptions for 226 yards and 2 touchdowns receiving. Javonte Williams, who I think will have very little to do at the beginning of the season and come into his own at the end of last season. Think like a Cam Akers or someone like that last season, who took a little while to get started. I'm at 165 carries, 775 rushing yards, 7 touchdowns, and 32 receptions for 308 and 3 touchdowns. A little more efficient, probably a little better, but this is a timeshare, and I can't say that enough. If you have a team that you need to come out the gate swinging, get yourself Melvin Gordon. And if you got a team that you are set for the first few weeks and you want someone who you want upside to grow, Javonte Williams. It is perfect. It is exactly what you want for the season. I think they both have their spot. Let's talk a little bit about where they are going in draft.
Yeah. So Gordon is currently running back 25 with an ADP of 504, high of 308 and low of 604. Now, Javonte Williams, his ADP is a little more interesting. He's currently running back 44. He has an ADP of 907, but his high is 311. And low, obviously, 15, 12, or undrafted.
When you talk about those highs and lows, it also has to do with the fantasy drafts that happened before the NFL draft. So I wouldn't take that too much into account. But let's talk about those averages. I have Gordon at 30. He's going at 25. I have Javonte at 32. He's going at 41. So we have one guy who's right around, maybe a little overvalued for me, and one guy who is 9 spots ahead, which is where I think the value is.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you a lot that Javonte is going to get more of the late season work because if they really liked Melvin Gordon, they would not have drafted Javonte Williams. You know, Melvin Gordon is in the last year of his deal with the Broncos, so I do see what you're saying with the split. So I'll talk more about this from a dynasty angle. From the dynasty angle, get on Javonte Williams. This kid's going to have a good value. And it's going to be similar to J.K. Dobbins, that after the first year when that incumbent veteran is gone, you know, or late season, Javonte's going to take the backfield, because I agree, Melvin Gordon is going to get the starting workload and he's going to have fantasy success.
Absolutely. Besides his rookie year, the only year of his season where he did not have 1,000 total yards was 2019 with the LA Chargers, where he sat for those first 4 weeks. Every other season, he's had 1,400, 1,500, 1,375, and 1,144 yards. Every year except 2019, he also had double-digit total touchdown. So I definitely think Melvin Gordon.
And this is total yards, right?
Total yards, yes.
Yeah, okay.
He's the guy. He is still good at football. He's not going away, and that's going to make everyone's life interesting this year. He's 27 years old. He will not be in Denver after this season, and he'll be undervalued somewhere else, and that's fine with me. I like both these guys anywhere I can get them, but we need to move on and talk about the wide receivers, some pass-catching options. Now, of course, if I think Drew Lock stinks, I have all their values capped. Teddy Bridgewater does not throw the ball down the field. But there has to still be some value here with where I ranked my players. So let's find where that is. We have Cortland Sutton, 120 targets, 68 receptions, 1,094 yards, and 5 touchdowns. That's where I have him, which is just a small step up from his 2019 season. Mostly because I think while he's going to be much better than he was, I think Cortland Sutton is improving every year, and he was going to have that breakout. He also has players who demand targets. And I think that is going to just about even out, and he's going to have equal to that all-star rookie season. Where do you have Cortland Sutton and going in drafts now, Steve?
Cortland Sutton is wide receiver 30 with an ADP of 702, high 501, low 807. I'm just going to say this, like, Who do you like better as a wide receiver, Robbie Anderson or Cortland Sutton?
Cortland Sutton by a million.
Exactly. So like your stats are very comparable, with the exception of receptions. Your stats are very comparable to what Robbie Anderson had last year. Robbie Anderson had 136 targets, 95 receptions, and 1,096 yards and 3 touchdowns. So I think that Sutton is far and away much better than that. I like the targets. I like the targets, especially with Jerry Jeudy there. I like 120 targets. I think the receptions are going to be a little bit higher. I think the yardage is probably going to be closer to the 1,200 range. Touchdowns, I'd agree with that, because touchdowns are always hit or miss.
Absolutely. I have him catching 57% of his balls, and that's because he has a quarterback that we either don't know or is Andrew Locke, and I don't like that.
Andrew Locke?
Drew Locke, yes. Well, isn't Drew short for Andrew? Isn't it Andrew Locke?
No, I don't think anybody's ever called him Andrew.
I'm sure his mom calls him that all the time, and I just did. So,
definitely a buy.
Jerry Jeudy is an incredible player, an incredible talent running heading into his rookie year, but he caught just 46% of his 2021 target, which included 10 drops, second in the NFL. Steve, do you know who the first with drops was last season?
Oh, I mean, I'm looking at the docs, but I already knew this answer. It was Diontae Johnson.
So that many drops Jerry Jeudy had last year. I have his catch rate going all the way up to 54%, which kind of still stinks, but is an improvement. That would land him at 115 targets for 62 catches, 956 yards, and 6 touchdowns, which is a good sophomore campaign. Steve, where do you have him at ADP currently?
ADP is 30, is wide receiver 37. Very similar to his teammate Sutton. His ADP is 807, so a round and a half later, high of 601 and low of 1008. It's only because of these quarterbacks that these two wide receivers are ranked so low. But you know, Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy, you know, despite the carousel, remember, there was a quarterback carousel in Denver last year. So, like,
I wish there was more of a carousel. I wish the horse broke off and took Drew Locke with him.
But Jeudy had 856 yards. You know, he's still produced. So, I don't know. I think that Jeudy can do pretty well here.
I do. I have him projected at 35, currently at 37. So I guess that's a value. That's a buy. Although I would say in reality, it's neither really a value nor a reach. He's going exactly where I have him ranked. If you could pull one at current ADP, which would it be, Jeudy or Sutton?
Ah, man. Oh, boy.
Because it's Sutton for me. It's still Sutton, even though I'm paying up.
For me, it's Sutton because Sutton is – you know, wide receiver 30, that's flex play area. He is a number one receiver going in the seventh round. Sign me up. I think that he is definitely the value. But if I miss out on Sutton, I'm definitely picking up Jeudy because I think that they have two very comparable skill sets.
When we talk about the third wide receiver, yeah, you can talk about KJ Hamler. We're not going to. We're going to talk about the tight end, Noah Fant, instead. I like Fant. He's, I think, one of the only safe options on this team. And I think a tight end like Noah Fant, regardless of who's throwing the ball, can still have some success. I have him statted out at taking a jump in receptions, 110 targets, 73 receptions, 900 yards, and 6 touchdowns.
I like that.
That has him as tight end 8 on the season. Steve, where's he going now?
He's tight end 7, going in the 7th round, high of 5th round, low of 9th round.
Now, I think he is a buy, even though he's only one spot from where I have him projected. He's actually going one spot higher. I still have him as a buy because the other guys in that range are Gesicki, Logan Thomas, Jonnu Smith, guys that are like touchdown-dependent guys who you need to take this next step and do this and do that to be good. I think Noah Fant is the safest of that bunch, and if I'm waiting that long for a tight end, I want a guy I can plug and play every week. You're going to get 4 catches for 45 yards, maybe a touchdown upside. You know what you're getting. Plug and play Noah Fant. That's why, for me, he's a buy.
I'm pulling up Fantasy Football Calculator right now. I'm going to pull up the tight end position. I'm going to see who's going around him at the on Fantasy Football Calculator. Let's see. So he's the tight end 7. So let's see. TJ Hockenson's going before him, Mike Gesicki's going before him, and Logan Thomas and Jonnu Smith are going after him.
You want to rank them in order?
Yeah, let's rank them in order. Hockenson, Gesicki, Fant, Logan Thomas, Jonnu Smith. How do you have it?
Hockenson, Fant, Gesicki, Thomas, Smith.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I think
smart guy, Steve.
Yeah. And the thing is we talked about Kyle Pitts all the way at the beginning of Expressway. And Pitts was way down there. I just noticed that now he is now the tight end 10. So he started out as the tight end 22 something like that.
It'll be higher than that. It'll be even higher than that, especially when these, you know, fantasy trade nuts get going, because I mean, the sky's the limit. And I'll tell you, I have him at tight end 7, and that's really a compliment because my first 6 tight ends are really good. So, you know, it is a first year. This is a tight end. He's not a wide receiver, but you're going to see that trend. He'll be going top 5.
Yeah.
Before draft day.
Oh, yeah.
So, Fent, you buying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, if I miss, see, I'm going to be, I'm going to give a little bit away here, but I'm going to be trying a strategy this year where I'm going to be picking up tight ends early. You know, a little bit earlier than I normally would. And like Fant and Hockenson are one of my targets.
It's amazing they were teammates too. I mean, that's just how often does it happen on the same team? Okay, let's get out of here. It is time. This has been a recap or a projections of the 2021 Denver Bronco based on the stats that I make for our cheat sheet. We hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you go to idsports.com, youtube.com/idsports, or Twitter at @i80_sports. You can find all 32 teams before the start of the NFL season. Steve, thank you for joining us again. And thank you guys at home for watching i80 Sports.